Hello, I'm Robert Hinchliffe, editor of BJS British Journal of Surgery. I'm here to tell you about the December issue of BJS, including my paper of the month. But first, you may have noticed a concerted effort by BJS and many other journals to embrace social media. Greater social media interaction is designed to maximize the global reach of BJS. Initiatives such as our visual abstracts and podcasts are aimed at improving our interaction between the journal, authors and readers. For a number of years, the quality of journals has been judged by impact factor. The impact factor of a journal is calculated by the number of citations received in that year of articles published in the journal during the preceding 2 years. However, there is a real possibility that the immediacy index, considering only the actual publication year for citations, and non-traditional metrics may supplant impact factor. Together, the non-traditional metrics are known as altmetrics. Altmetrics take into account a variety of factors including citations, recommendations by publishers, saved social bookmarks such as Mendeley, and views or discussions within a variety of social media platforms including Twitter and LinkedIn. And consequently, many publishers anticipate that SoMe will have a key role in contributing to the quality assessment of journals. In this issue of BJS, there are 2 randomized clinical trials and 1 randomized feasibility trial. There are experimental studies on the controversial areas of mesh in surgery, and there are 4 papers on gastric cancer, and a UK multicenter study to define and validate pathological assessment of response to neoadjuvant therapy in esophagogastric adenocarcinoma. There is also an important paper in breast disease examining whether the improvements in the sensitivity of axillary ultrasonography may be leading to overtreatment of the axilla with potentially unnecessary axillary lymph node dissections. BJS is a clinical journal designed to appeal to clinicians. However, we realise that sometimes experimental studies using a variety of models have important clinical implications. Some of these studies may be difficult to interpret for those who do not have significant training in basic science, and therefore we have taken to provide a new surgical relevance section for all experimental papers in BJS. So, what mesh would you use for a patient with a potentially contaminated incisional hernia, a biologic or synthetic? In a randomized trial in a model of peritonitis and abdominal wall defect, Kaufman and colleagues analysed the outcomes in terms of incorporation and infection for a total of 5 different meshes. The findings of this paper might just influence your practice. What is the natural history of anorectal sepsis? Sarnan and colleagues analysed the natural history and outcomes of anorectal sepsis using hospital episode statistics data. Whilst the limitations of these routinely collected data have been questioned, they are becoming increasingly sophisticated, and validation exercises suggest they are remarkably accurate. I suspect we are going to see more of these epidemiological studies, which are likely to inform the design of large-scale definitive trials. Sarnan found that fistula formation following abscess developed in almost 16% of patients. About 3% of people who were admitted with an abscess were subsequently diagnosed with Crohn's disease over the subsequent 14 months. Women and those with inflammatory bowel disease were more likely to develop fistula. The role of radiofrequency ablation in the management of primary and secondary malignant disease of the liver continues to evolve. Like many novel minimally invasive treatments for surgical disease, there has been indication creep without appropriate evaluation, and therefore an RCT is really welcome. In the December issue of BJS, Professor Low and colleagues from the University of Hong Kong evaluated its use compared with standard hepatic resection for early stage hepatocellular carcinoma. The radiofrequency technique is less invasive than surgery, but is it really associated with lower periprocedural complications and improved oncological outcomes? Exercise therapy has been found to be beneficial in many patient groups, not least those undergoing major vascular surgery. However, concerns remain about the best way to deliver this therapy and indeed whether it is possible without delaying treatment for large abdominal aortic aneurysms. The feasibility RCT by Professor Jerry Danju and colleagues in this month's BJS have demonstrated that it is feasible to deliver a high-impact therapy exercise regimen to patients with large aneurysms before their repair. Expect to see a large definitive RCT to follow on from their feasibility work. And now for my paper of the month. Every so often a paper comes along that really challenges surgical axioms. Park and colleagues have performed an RCT in patients with uncomplicated appendicitis. Whilst that in itself may not seem a step forward, what they did was to compare treatment with supportive care with and without antibiotics, a really important and challenging step in the era of antibiotic resistance. Their results are interesting and will be the topic of debate in many surgical journal clubs. It's already a hit with the Twitterati. And finally, a great thank you to all of our authors and reviewers for all your efforts and support. We recognise that without you, it would be impossible to deliver BJS. You've all contributed to driving our highest impact factor ever. And a special thanks to our top 10 authors, which we will release on social media. Thank you.